everybody, and welcome back to Rise of the Podcast. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kara.
And I'm a year older. And I'm Brownie.
Yeah.
Oh, a year older since we started doing this.
Yep. Happy 1 year anniversary, guys.
Oh, everybody that's watching and or listening, this is episode 52. That's a podcast a week for a whole year.
That's insane.
We did it.
We did do it.
I think there was twice that we released a podcast late and there was like technical issues.
Right.
But we didn't ever not release one.
Right.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
Yep. And through vacations and trips and everything.
COVID.
Yeah. So the reason we're in Minecraft for people in the future, if you for some reason decided to go back and listen to the old podcasts, we're self-isolating because it's the middle of COVID-19.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been crazy, you know. And everybody, you know, a lot of people were from Minnesota, and so our state was pretty proactive and started, like a shelter in place and a don't go anywhere order. And back in March, and as of right now, this episode will come out on May 4th. Is that right?
That's right. May 4th, yeah. Our anniversary is also a podcast release day.
Ooh, the reason why we started this was originally just Star Wars, you know, and May the 4th. Be with you.
Yep, that was the anniversary of our first video came out on the 5th. But right. Our first record day was the 4th, the day that it all became real.
Dang.
So we can just talk a little bit about it, but Chris, I'm going to kind of, I guess, go in a backwards order, if that's all right. So the biggest thing is kind of starting in December, the Facebook page really became popular. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's like 75% Bill. I don't want to take away your credit, Chris.
Yeah.
Bill really does a good job on the page.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, you approached Kara and I at the beginning of this year and said, let's do some Star Wars every days, which I can't wait to get back and do some more video ones. Whether we do video or text, we can put that up to the audience, maybe do a poll or something or figure it out. But I or just do both. Do whatever we want to do. Do one,
right.
You know, do some video ones every now and then and some post ones.
And you had brought up an idea once upon a time of, we'll do like the smaller ones as like the everydays, then we'll do like a Star Wars every week or something and do like a sort of bigger video once a week.
That'd we could also do like birthday videos.
Yeah, because those are fun.
I do like those.
Those are really fun. Reason why I was going backwards is just recently somebody posted that they just loved the page so much and they share it with all their Star Wars fans. So that one was really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the interactions we've had with people reaching out to us through Facebook has been really cool. I really like there was one lady who was willing to go get us some like hard to find Baby Yoda merch back in like December and January and stuff when Baby Yoda was big.
She and I are actually the same coffee group in that little coffee thing we did on Facebook.
Oh yeah. That's different so characters funny. And how they take their coffee.
Yeah. Yep. I'm 100% R2. I show up with my iced coffee. I show up late with my iced coffee and I'm not ashamed of it.
Well, how many times have we shown up late to the studio to go do this with Chris, with you having Starbucks in hand?
Well, it gives me more time to get the space set up.
Yes, it does. Oh, man. And so, yeah, so I guess going... So then, one of the videos we did, we sent off the sewing video. Kara made a Haratuka doll. We sent that off to one of the fans on Facebook, which hopefully she got that by now. She should have got it, so that's kind of cool. But there's just been a lot of positive reactions there, and it's been fun to see the excitement on the page. And,
I think we should say within the first couple of minutes of this before people stop listening, we're planning on going live at like 7 o'clock on Monday on Facebook.
Yeah. To do a Q&A, anything.
Yep.
An AMA.
An AMA. Yeah, there you go. Ask AUA. Ask us anything.
There you go.
We might not know the answer, but we'll sure as hell Google it.
Right? That's right, seriously. I'm going to be the Google queen. I'll just be sitting here just tapping away.
and then we started in like basically one room, which we've been referring to as stage one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got stage two, and then we tore down that wall, and we made a combined, you know, stage one and two into a bigger space. And that, like, has made a huge difference.
Yeah. And for people that aren't super familiar, like, so the space that Jeremy
that used to be a nickname of mine, believe it or not.
I remember I have a video of you saying I'm character that I'm saving for something from a Star Wars Every Day, small world. The room that your guys' characters are in is roughly the scale equivalent of what the actual studio is.
It was tiny.
So yeah. My character is standing against the opposite wall.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, no, like, you were rammed into that tiny little corner, and when guests came over, they just had this little nook to sit in. You couldn't see the screens on the cameras.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That is so ridiculous. Poor Chris.
You'd go to set the what is it called when you're trying to, like, make the face look good in the camera?
Focus.
Thank you. Trying to pull focus and everything. You're like, it's good enough.
Yeah, well, because it's like, literally the cameras were as close to the wall as possible. And it's like trying to fit. I have a giant head and trying to, like, squeeze my head down in there to see anything.
And you needed one of those telescope things you had as a kid, you know, like, like those periscope things, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, so we got that new piece of tech that I haven't been able to really play with since the computer issues. Yeah. But, like, once we get that whole thing sorted out, like, I can literally just look at one screen and focus everything. So,
yeah. That's nice.
And then it was always messing around with the phones, getting the phones. Mm-hmm. Chris would have to wirelessly control the cameras from the phone since he couldn't obviously cut in front of the angle in order to, you know, restart the cameras. And
yeah.
That was a trip and a half.
That'll actually be a thing in the past, too, once we get their infrastructure up. Because everything will be recorded into one nice, woo-hoo! Convenient place.
Yep.
So since we're talking about sort of the history or, like, the year in review, is that what it goes? Anyway, so do you guys want to just guess some basic channel stats?
Oh, boy. Sure.
All right. So we'll start with... how many uploads did we do in the last year? That does not count this video, but
gosh.
And this is only public videos too. There's a couple that never
that
ended
they don't
up
get to
it.
See.
Woo! I'm gonna go with 106.
I am gonna go because Kara on this isn't. This is just YouTube, right? This isn't counting
sweat. Yeah, this is just YouTube.
Yep. So without counting Star Wars Every Day, I'm going to say 74. No, it's got to be more than that. 80. Let's do 80.
All right. And Kara, you said what?
106.
The correct answer is 106.
Shut the door.
Who's good? This girl's good. Yes.
What'd you do the math of 52 plus and then 104 plus a couple?
Well, yeah, because we did I'm No Jedi, so that was just kind of an extra one that we threw in. I feel like there were a couple others where we did a couple a week, you know, besides the podcast. So, you know,
dang.
106.
That's
Boom.
A lot of videos.
That is a lot of videos.
Well, yeah, and then we were in the high 90s for Star Wars Everyday videos before we stopped doing them.
Jeez.
Crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I want to say we were at like 96 or 97 before we switched over to the graphical
text
ones.
Version. Yeah.
The graphical That's ones insane. Only. At 77, we were doing both at the same time. And then. Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah, that's super crazy.
All right. So, how many subscribers do we currently have?
269.
Sure, I'll go with that because Jeremy keeps better track than I do.
Yeah, so I don't really keep track of it either. But yeah, we have 269 subscribers currently. So,
you know, that's not bad. That's respectable, guys.
It really is, honestly, because like I only know like five people, and you guys are two of them. So, but yeah, so like we've been up to 270 and then lost a sub, then gained a sub, lost a sub type of things. So like we're kind of like in a weird spot where we're not gaining too much right now. But I think, you know, part of it's the world's circumstances. I'm sure people that are coming to check us out at first are like, why are they doing a video podcast in Minecraft? This is weird.
Right.
So, and then like our initial plan when we had started doing this was like, we'll do a video podcast. And then we'll just do one other, like, whatever video a week. And if it weren't for Jeremy and Kara getting stuff done on their own, doing the Star Wars mask video or the Tuukka doll video, we're out. We don't have any like backlog Thursday video, quote unquote, content. Right. So,
if Jeremy hadn't left for 6 weeks.
Yeah, well, so
that was tough.
both deployments Jeremy had ended up nuking our backlogs.
Yep, they did.
So it's like every time we got something built up, I was like, okay, Jeremy's gonna be gone for 3 or 4 weeks or whatever it was the first time, and then six weeks the other time. And
we were so busy around Christmas time, by the way, between just Lego builds and every other video plus Thursday videos and stuff, but guests have been really awesome, that's for sure. And so that we kind of had some fun guests on and had a lot of plans right before all this kicked off, so hopefully we can kind of pick up where we left off once this is blown over.
So like for convenience sake, I think it'd be kind of nice, and you and I have sort of talked about this, where it's like maybe we alternate podcasts, or it's like one podcast is a guest podcast and then we'll switch back to this for like a little bit easier thing, because like it gets over, making 100 videos in a year is not easy. Yeah.
No,
it's not. And you're dedicating 2 days of your week, basically going down to the studio and recording. And then Chris, you do all the editing, and it's a lot of work.
Yep. Yeah. And then adding the Star Wars every day is like, the videos honestly take about the same amount of time for me to edit as the graphical ones do. Because, like, those ones, at least right now, like, I research the topic and then I write a short thing about it or whatever. Oh, and I never brought, Jeremy and I were talking earlier, so 90 words is, like, the minimum threshold for a Star Wars Everyday video. Because that's about 30-ish seconds long, and then, like, with the intro bit and the tag or whatever, it gets to about a minute-long video, and that's, like, what the target was initially for those, is to get a video that's a minute long. And so the average word count of the graphical ones, so initially I did a couple of copy pastes or whatever because we had it already, but then when they were just going on their own, the average word counts kind of ballooned to about 200.
Yes.
So, but it's just like, what detail do we cut, what detail do we keep, type of thing. Right. So couple other things. So how many total channel video views do we have?
Oh, God.
100,000.
Because what? I know Jedi's up to about 7,000 now, isn't it?
Yeah, and that and the channel trailer that we were using as an ad are by far the two most viewed.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go with 65,000.
I appreciate that you guys think that we're that popular. We have 35,950 so far.
Okay, I was closer.
Bummer. I was being optimistic.
I wasn't being as optimistic, but I was still too optimistic.
I'm trying to think. So now we got to try and get... I'm trying to do this off of my phone, because if I do anything, I don't want to pull my menu up on Minecraft.
Right.
So just trying to pull up a couple more things.
Hands down, I've got one. You're looking something up. Chris, I got one for you. What do you think my favorite video to shoot was? I've got two, but one I think is a clear winner, and then this other is the second one that's close.
Your favorite one to shoot? Oh my goodness. Like, my first gut reaction would be the music video.
That is not it.
So
that was a lot of work.
It was a lot of work, but like I know that we all like really were happy with it.
I'm sorry, was it a lot of work for you guys? I'm sorry.
It was a lot of work.
So,
Kara, do you know what my favorite one was?
Darth Vader's castle?
That was my other guess.
Yeah.
I liked the mystery autograph.
Really?
Okay, that was our second podcast?
That was our first video we ever did.
Was it really? Oh my gosh.
So that was fun to me, just because it was like, I think it must have been new and exciting, and like it was just the element of mystery for us as well, because we hadn't actually like, we hadn't seen, like we didn't know what we were going to get. I don't know, that one was just really exciting, and like Carol begged me for a month and a half afterwards, we need to get another one, we need to get another autograph. And like we went back to the place where they got it, and there was three there. And of the three, the guy told us he opened the other two. They've gotten more in stock. They got Adam Driver and John Boyega, and we had to get Freddie Prinze Jr.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Freddie Prinze Jr.
No, no, but no, I mean, like,
Freddie Prinze Jr. is cool.
I mean, like, you know, it would have been crazy to get one of the other two, and but whatever. That one was really fun. And then to shoot, and I don't know if it was just a combination of whatever. I mean, Disneyland was really fun. That never really turned into a video.
Heck yeah.
Yet, I guess we can still, whatever. But I really liked GalaxyCon. That one was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. GalaxyCon was fun.
Yeah.
Just going around and, like, we got to meet John DiMaggio, and the lady's like, oh, you
are you guys famous? Are
famous? You know?
Yeah.
And Jeremy missed the opportunity to say yes, and he said no.
Yep. There's the old adage, if someone asks you, you say yes.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
But, I mean, it was just a lot of cool people, and Chris, it just seemed like, I mean, I carried around the gimbal for a little while today, just walking around while we took the dog on a walk, and my arms were tired, but, I mean, the setup worked well. We had the lavalier microphone, and, we could pick up guest voices when we were interviewing people, and all of the awesome, like, energy in that room. That was just a really fun video.
Yeah, that's really one of the biggest things that kind of bums me out about having this social distancing, blah, blah, blah thing is, like, we were planning on doing more stuff like that, and it's really kind of kneecapped our ability to do it.
Yeah.
Minnesota has a bunch of cons coming up, like, had a bunch of cons coming up over the summer that we were preparing for this year that now we can't go to, so that is a bummer.
Yeah.
Dulucon's still on track, though. That's a thing that was sort of associated with us.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, and then, like, that specific podcast was very popular where we talked about DuluCon, and, but I mean,
again, I know at DuluCon they wanted to do, like...
I can hear an Enderman teleporting right now. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Hold on, give me one second.
What if he just popped in here?
I'm gonna pull up my menu. I'm sorry, folks. I just gotta pull up my menu and turn off my sound settings.
I was gonna say, I know somebody popped in, so...
All right, there we go.
Froggy had popped into Chris, in for a while, and then left.
I'll have to send him a message. I'm sure he saw that we were playing, but it's like, oh, why is they not doing anything? So I normally
we're standing
send out,
in a room.
I normally send out a message on Discord saying, "Hey, we're going to be doing the podcast.
Right. Stay away."
While we were talking, I downloaded the YouTube Studio app. So how many minutes of our content have people watched in the last year?
A lot.
10,000 minutes.
Well, no, if you think about it, like, I'm No Jedi has 7,000 views, and that was, what, like 3.5 minutes long?
Yeah, but not every view goes the whole duration either.
I mean, that's true. I'll go with, let's go with every video averages 2 or 3 minutes.
So 100,000 minutes.
No, I'm going to go with 35,000.
We have 72,738 minutes.
Because each view, the podcast is like an hour, and if people watch 20% of it, that's 20 minutes.
That's true.
Or not.
If we're playing The Price is Right, I won.
Let's see. Oh, cool. Sure. This is a new metric that I haven't seen. So what's the average view duration of a video of ours over the last year?
12 minutes.
We have videos in our 12 minutes long, Jeremy.
True.
6 minutes.
1:58.
For real?
Across every video we've made, 1:58 is the average view duration. So keep in mind, 14,000 views of a 1 minute long video.
That's crazy.
So that'll affect the proportions.
Huh. That's true.
But then I know we have people who watch the full podcast on here every week.
Yeah. This is interesting. We have a... watch time from subscribers. This is a very interesting metric that we're looking at. Sorry if this is boring to you guys, but it's really interesting to me. So for our entire lifetime, subscribers account for 33.3, basically exactly 1/3 of our watch time. So 2/3 of our watch time is for people who are not subscribed. So if you're watching or listening to this and you're not subscribed, consider subscribing.
Yeah.
Seriously. Please.
So we'll do two things. So top videos for the last month.
I'm No Jedi.
I'm No Jedi. Yeah.
This is going to be in watch time, not in
Views?
Not in views.
The one, the podcast with Matt.
That wasn't this month, was it? That wasn't this month.
Well, the past, well, it just must have fallen out because that was the end of March.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
We'll go with the top five. So in minutes, with 347 watch minutes, we're trying something weird this week, podcast 48.
Oh. Is that what, was that our first Minecraft video?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is only, the fourth one. Yeah. So, like, well, that's the one where we ended up playing the game basically for an hour. And we ended up triggering those Illager raids and everything.
That was fun.
Number two is I'm No Jedi with 242 watch minutes.
Boom.
Then podcast 50 and podcast 49 and podcast 51. Those round out the top five.
All right.
So people on average watch the podcast longer than anything else.
Crazy.
I do have to say there was a comment that I really liked. A lady found the Heretuka doll video and said she was going to make it with her daughter. So that was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually going to pull that up right now. That was EarthAnge13.
Ooh, well, thank you, EarthAnge, for commenting. And we're going to be doing more like fun how-to videos like that.
Yeah, if anybody has any ideas of something they'd like me to try to make a DIY for, comment below and I'll try making one. I've got plenty of time in my hands because I don't go back to work until mid-June.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah, this is just crazy.
I've got like a month and a half still on my hands. Give me something to do.
I'm sure we'll find something.
I'm sure.
So,
it'd actually be fun to make things people want me to make, though, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just, here, this is what I decide to make.
Yeah. Yeah, now that I'm digging around in the comments on podcast 51, last week's podcast, we talked about how my computer, the motherboard, had failed on it. Yep. And Cinephile Studios, close friend and sometime collaborator of our channel, commented, I didn't want you to wrap up. I've had the same laptop since 2013. Gone through two hard drives, two motherboards, and rendered hundreds of videos.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, I need to upgrade to a tower soon. Every day feels like it might be the last with this Asus.
Hey, I've got an Asus too. Good choice.
Well, my motherboard was an Asus motherboard.
Yep. Yeah. That pooped the bed.
Well, and that, yeah, and I had that for 6 years and I didn't even realize it. But yeah, so that was
that's crazy.
Oh man! So I've got a Frankenstein computer that is part Jeremy's components, part my components, and all sorts of janky.
It is.
It works, right?
Yeah, it does the job. Like so, the editing itself is faster, but the rendering is slower, so it kind of averages out. So,
yeah.
So yeah, that had to be the RAM, right? That's what it had to be.
Yeah, so when I'm actually opening, when I'm actually in Premiere or After Effects, whatever, actually doing stuff, it's a lot. I guess I shouldn't say a lot, but it's noticeably smoother. But then when I go to render my timeline or export my timeline, it takes like 30 to 35% longer.
Oh my gosh.
How nice would it have been to not have me fry that one RAM stick?
That would have been pretty sweet. Yeah. You want to tell that story, Jeremy?
So I just, when I went to start on Frankenstein, we took both computers apart and both were filled with so much dust. As computers, they just get dusty.
Oh, yeah.
And so because both computers are filled with so much dust, like I thought, we dust them out. Of course we do. But dust is lying on the components and it doesn't like affect it, you know, other than just hold heat, right? That's the thing I always thought. So when I put the RAM into the new Franken computer, it got a dust ball stuck between the pin and the RAM slot. And when I turned the computer on, it instantly smelled like burning material. And I shut it down. And when I like finally found it, yeah, there was like there's a burnt pin on the RAM. And so then the BIOS would not kick on because it was detecting a short. So I actually had to like scrape the carbon scoring off of the RAM slot on the motherboard. I didn't think it was going to work, and it actually worked. So now Chris only has three RAM slots, and
yeah, so it's fine. It's doing the job. It's recording this podcast right now, and that's all you can ask for.
That's right.
Right.
So you said you've been playing a game. How's your Steam games been working?
Those are totally fine. My internet for some this is going to be me complaining about technology now. Cable internet is just the worst delivery mechanism for the internet, particularly if you're in a slightly less populated area. So we're on the edge of town here. Right, so like we're on like the very the edge of the neighborhood thing. So like cable internet is essentially daisy chained. So if there's a lot of demand on it, it's like water, right? It's like once you start pulling off, your water pressure drops and drops and drops and drops. So I was trying to download a game that I already owned, but I hadn't played in a while, and there's a big update for it. So a buddy of mine and I were going to play. And it's like a 60 gig game, you know, pretty average sized game. But I was only connected at like 11 megabytes a second, so it took 2 hours to download it.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
That sucks.
I was like, geesh. So, and like,
that is frustrating.
And so, and initially I would have blamed the computer, but both Jeremy and I ran speed tests on the internet or whatever, and it was connecting at much higher speeds earlier, and it was just, you know, it was 6:30 in the afternoon on a Friday, so, you know, all the Netflix dates and people done for the work week, binging stuff, surfing the internet, whatever. It happens.
I'd say Friday after work is probably going to be one of the most busiest times on the internet, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially right now. Maybe not in the summer when it's people aren't more hesitant about going out. So.
Right.
Yeah. Go outside and enjoy a park, people. Let me have the internet. Yep. So anyway, so that's just like so some of the interesting stats about the channel.
Crazy.
I remember when we started, I was excited to like get through the first month so we'd actually have back content for people who stumbled across the channel to actually go back and watch. Now we have the opposite problem if they come to the channel, there's like, what do they watch? Because there's so much back content.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, like in the...
So...
The most of it's divided out pretty nicely into playlists. It sort of fits into one of a few different categories. We have the Star Wars is Great and Terrible, which before the Shelter in Place stuff really got serious, we watched Rise of Skywalker and took our notes so that we could actually finish the series off because it finally was available to purchase and watch. Yep. And we did our notes and everything. And then it's like, oh, man. This is getting serious. Maybe we shouldn't get together and do this. And then it's like, oh, man. We're going to have to find some alternate way to actually deliver our content now.
Right. But no, what I was going to say about all of it is, you know, people are saying, like, the world has changed forever and that, you know, we're going to have to be whatever. And it's like, I just don't know if that can ever truly be the case because, like, I've been watching, so Disney Plus, and it's not anything, but it's like, I haven't even watched it at all. I just watched a couple of like Jeff Goldblum's The World According to Jeff Goldblum. And he did a fun one on coffee and he did a fun one on RVs. Or Top Gear. We watched Ford versus Ferrari. Mm-hmm. And it's like, people are close together in proximity. When you're filming movies and you're making like documentaries and you're close to people. We thrive on human interaction. And how can we go away from like, and people are worried about conventions because you're in such close contact, but that's like the best part. And I don't want to live in a world where you have to stay apart from people. That sounds horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, it's really sad.
People are social creatures, and part of socialness is like social closeness. So.
Yep.
So yeah, it's, you know, I want to be able to go back to where I don't have to worry about standing 6 feet away from the guy in front of me at the grocery store or something. You know.
Well, yeah, and then, like, you get really cognizant of the people that just don't give a crap, too. Like,
right.
There's a local chain of gas stations called Quick Trip, and they, in my opinion, have ground beef at the perfect confluence of quality and price.
Yep.
So it's like, $2.29 for a pound of, like, what I think is, you know, food, eatable, edible quality ground beef.
Right.
All
right.
Right.
You know, it's like half the price of a grocery store. So like I make a lot of stuff that has ground beef in it. So that's where I go to get it. And then they also have so just some other essentials that it's like beats going into the grocery store to try and get. But so you go in there and like the bulk of the people, like all the employees are like wearing masks and gloves and like whatever. And they have stuff marked out to like show the thing. But then there are people that just like barge in there and they're like squeezing by you and they're not wearing a mask or gloves or anything. And it's just like, come on.
Right.
It's like, regardless of whether or not they think that it works or not. It's just disrespectful to just get up in somebody's business for no reason right now.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd be like, hey, move it, and they'll get out of the way. But, like, just, like, if I'm grabbing something out of the bottom thing in the cooler and you just, like, run in, like, reaching into the same thing, like, right above me to grab something, it's like, come on!
I know.
Even mm-hmm. in non-quarantine land, that's kind of annoying. It's like, I'm not operating this door for the benefit of mankind. I'm actually trying to do something in here.
Seriously?
Oh, my goodness. Getting fired up over here now.
In the old one, yep. So, yeah.
So moving forward, I know that like the and you've already said this multiple times before, but like you said, we were going to do this for a year. So, like, we're up for renewal as of right now, Jeremy. How do you?
Yep.
How do you feel about going? And Kara, obviously, how do you feel about going another couple of days?
For me personally, I am in this. I mean, I would say at like right now at this moment in my life, I would be willing to completely do another year. I'd be willing to do this again.
No, for sure.
Definitely. Mean, with some just maybe some slight modifications. Like I said, I'd like to have the podcast be slightly more guest orientated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, I'm still not opposed to just starting another channel where maybe you come here for the podcast and you go to the other one for different content, or if we just keep it all mushed together. But I mean, we've definitely been getting more equipment and more things to make our life easier. More live streams would be fun.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's a matter of just taking our tools and knowledge and finding our niche, you know? And we're close. We have a lot of things, and like I'm excited about like personal projects, and it's just fun to look at different things and know that like, oh, hey, we can make a video about that. And I feel comfortable in that environment. So that's really mm-hmm. cool. So I definitely want to keep making content. So
yeah,
and then, I'm pulling the plug now.
I agree completely. So that's something maybe we should like pose this as a question to people that listen to the podcast regularly. Is it weird that on a podcast channel we have all this other crazy content, or is it nice to know that all the stuff that you're getting from these creators is in one spot? Because like that's always kind of the thing. Like you got to try and play the algorithm game or whatever
right.
like. Everything we have right now is sort of optimized for, like, the name is Rise of the Podcast. Like, all the stuff is sort of, like, driven in that direction. Right. We have all this other content that we want to make, and it's like, and there's stuff, too, that sort of feels like it's a little bit too far outside of our, not our wheelhouse, but what is what we are represented as online that we would want to try and do, too.
Right. Right.
So it's like, would it make sense to be like, okay, so we're going to start a channel called whatever, and like, and that's where all the whatever, blah, 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 and then we can just point people back to here then. And be like, hey,
exactly.
If you want to get some behind the scenes info or see us talk to some cool guests that do other awesome stuff and blah, 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 check it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's sort of the debate we've been having for the last maybe couple of months.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what other podcasters and stuff do. Like Rhett and Link, don't they have their Rhett and Link channel and then their Ear Biscuits channel?
Yeah, they've got like four. They have a vlog channel too called Rhett and Link
now. Do they?
Yeah, so they have a vlog channel. They have Good Mythical Morning, and then they have mm-hmm. What used to be Mythical Crew or something like that is now Mythical Eats.
Yeah.
So it's a food channel or whatever.
Okay.
And then
so they have everything divided between different. They have everything divided between different channels.
Yeah. So yeah, initially.
Okay.
Initially, they had a sketch channel, which is what became their vlog channel. I think it was sketches and. Why can't I think of the word now? It was sketches and music videos. And then their second channel was Good Mythical Morning. And then that one became more popular. Mm-hmm. And then their sketch one or whatever kind of went by the wayside. Then they started another one, blah, blah, blah. It's all the whole thing. So like, even super established people sort of shuffle stuff around to make sure that it's like coming out in the most easily digestible way. But but then also like isn't something where it's like, they upload 12 videos a week, so there's like all the subscribers just get burned out immediately.
Right.
And that's something some of my favorite YouTubers, if I don't have the notification bell turned on or whatever, mm-hmm. if I go a couple of weeks being like, oh, I'll just let that build up, it's not in my suggested anymore. I have to go and seek them out and start watching their videos for it to come back up in my suggested.
mm-hmm. Right, isn't it crazy?
And it's like, it's kind of frustrating. Like, you would think that, like, they would have some sort of balance between, like, here's stuff based on what you've watched most recently, here's stuff that we think that you'll like that you haven't checked out yet, and here's your stuff from the people that you've already made the commitment to subscribe to. You know, it's like,
right,
striking that balance, I think, is something that still needs to be worked on. But, like, then that's what kind of what I feel sort of happens, like, if people let our content just kind of, like, stew a little bit and then they sort of forget about you, you know, it's like, are they going to come back eventually and check it out or whatever? Right. So it's like, it's, so, but if you have less content come out that they're not skipping. So if, like, if people want podcasts and that's all they're checking out, 50 to 70% of the stuff that we put out, they're just ignoring. So eventually they'll just stop getting stuff from everything. But if they always check out the podcast, right, and that's all we put out. And that's kind of where I'm leaning right now, is like, we have the podcast as its own thing, and then we have, you know, whatever as the, just like, you know, an area for doing, like, everything else, you know, it's like the Lego builds, time lapses,
right,
nerd
right,
culture stuff, the games, all this stuff.
Right.
So it's interesting. It takes a lot of, like, for people that think that doing YouTube stuff is, like, easy and it's like, oh yeah, I just gotta make a video, the video's only an hour long and all they're doing is talking, it's like, there's a lot that goes into it on the back end.
No, it totally is.
It's crazy. I can't believe, so that's why that Kara do-it-yourself video that I put together, I mean, I personally worked on editing that for, like, I don't know, 12 hours probably? I don't even know. It was, like, you know, 3 to 4 hours a night for a couple nights in a week. You know?
It was a good chunk of time, yeah.
Not to mention it was an hour and 14 minutes worth of footage cut down into...
It was like 27 minutes?
27 minutes, yeah. And then, I mean, the Lego builds are insane. Those are a monster in and of all of themselves. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Super Star Destroyer.
the biggest Star ratio Star, yeah, of one was that one. It was 12 and a half hours to 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And you see every there's no skipped steps. You see everything that happens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's mind-blowing. So, and then it's just, you know, making videos. It's not as easy as you think. Like I said, I was carrying the gimbal around earlier today and I walked outside. It's clear skies and the light's just way too harsh. The footage won't even look good. So, you know, if you think, "Oh, I'll make a video of me going out and you know, whatever, diving in rivers." That's a popular thing right now, pulling up stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, really, I mean, you know, yeah, you can still show the footage, but there's something to be said about, like, you know, if we look at, like, Peter McKinnon's videos, you know, they're all done with intent and stuff like that. It's, you've really got to know what you're doing, and it's a lot of work.
The word intent that you say, that this is a thing that goes all the way back to my film school days. When people, like, because I had been doing video work prior to me going to college to get my film degree, and people are always like, "Why do your videos, like, seem different than everybody else or whatever?" It's like, because I have a reason for doing everything. There's intention behind the camera angle choice, the duration of the shot, the placement of the stuff, the mise-en-scène for the film nerds out there, you know? if you have intentionality... A, it makes editing easier because you already have that pre-thought-out vision, you know, but then it makes executing your idea simpler because you have a concrete idea, you have the intention behind what you're doing, you can communicate to other people what needs to have to happen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there we go. If we have a production tip of the day, it's have intention. If you kind of have a half-cooked idea, that works for some people, but it's going to be a lot of work to make something that's kind of like work out. But, like, when we made the music video, like, we had a pretty solid idea of what we wanted to do, and it was still a lot of work. And if we didn't have an idea of how we were going to pull that off, it probably would have fallen apart.
Right, absolutely.
Yep. So.
And even you're talking about, like, just a simple example was, like, lighting Kara multiple ways to blend in with different environments because we knew that we were going to switch up the background.
Yeah, you know. And that's a completely underappreciated facet of that, is, like, how much work it took on the front end to figure out, like, because we picked our backgrounds ahead of time. It's like, how are we going to make sure that she looks right in this environment? Is it lit from the left or the right side? Is it high or low? Is it warm or is it cool or whatever? And then
we basically ran through the song a few times with each lighting, so you would have
There's 9 different light setups, I believe.
Yeah, and then multiple takes per setup.
Yeah.
But the shot it's most apparent is how good she looks on the Mustafar-style planet when she grabs Vader's sword. That, it just, it looks great. It looks so like she's there. And it's really cool.
So, yeah.
Making videos is a lot of fun. I mean, it is. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. It's really cool to see the end product.
Next time we do a music video, though, I demand a choreographer.
I've basically never danced in my life, and Jeremy's about as white as they get, so.
Right.
I'm a horrible at dancing. I actually know a girl who went to school for dance. I used to babysit her, get her hooked up with us, and
I was like, we'll pay you in exposure.
We'll give you some merch.
There we go. Jeremy.
Some non-existent
make
merch.
Make some merch. Yeah, so, okay, right. Another thing. So if people have made it through the 40 minutes of us talking so far, it's like, is there anything that you think that we should make that you would want to buy? If it's like duvet covers or like shower caps or something, you know? It's like everyone makes t-shirts or whatever, but it's like we make tablecloths.
We make wall decals for you.
I like the duvet covers, Chris. That's genius.
Arise of the podcast duvet cover. Yeah. Nobody would ever forget about us because that's the first thing they see in the morning.
Yeah. Snooze of the podcast.
That's funny.
I'm trying to think of other things that might be kind of fun, like the fuzzy toilet seat covers.
Oh my gosh, no.
Just make a Rise of the Podcast duvet or bidet.
There you go.
Yep.
Start your day with the ROTP bidet.
Yeah, every time you hit the water
button. ROTP.
Yeah. Rinse off toilet paper.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I apologize to all of our listeners right now.
You know, this is Minecraft. I could just dig a hole and bury myself.
Yeah,
seriously. Oh, God.
You know, it'd be cool, like a Rise of the Podcast, like camera strap or something.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. So, all right. Well, if you guys made it this far into the video, I think that we've earned a like. Either that or you just like torturing yourself. And if you do like us anyway, so I think that's fine. Subscribe if you're not already. Ring the notification bell to be notified every time we upload a video. It means a lot to us. It shows that you're on board with seeing what happens in year two of production. Comment down below if you want to see some sort of like, you know, Rise of the Podcast, home horticulture set or something. And or whatever you want down below. Say, you know, happy birthday, Rise the Podcast. You did it. Hooray. Remember, we're probably going to be going live on Facebook around 7 o'clock Central Time on Monday the 4th. Ooh, what a fancy Elytra you have there. Oh, my goodness. He's planking. Oh, thank you guys so much for watching. And, of course,
may the force be with you.